Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
You're listening to Fred Film Radio, Benedicte Pro. We are at the 70th Locarno Film Festival, and today with the Belgian duo behind Let the Corpses Stand, who is presented in the section Piazza Grande. We are with Hélène Katté and Bruno Fortani. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
So, this is your third feature film, and you did more of a film noir before, and this is now a Western. Was the idea to adapt the... Did you find the novel first and want to make a movie from it? Or did you want to make a Western and thought of this novel as a perfect story for it?
First, I read the novel, and I told Bruno, you have to read this book, because it's for us.
Yeah, and in the book there is this Western ambiance, very Italian Western. And so for us, it was perfect. We wanted to do one day a Western because, like you said before, we have worked in a giallo genre, a noir genre, who is very rich in terms of mise en scène. And in the Italian Western, the mise en scène is very important too. So it was perfect for us.
So you are a duo, an inseparable duo. You also do the script writing together. Do you actually have a method of writing and divide tasks, or do you really, really share everything?
We share everything. But for the writing, we are it's like tennis. We are playing tennis with the draft.
Yeah, exactly. And so she wrote a draft, and after I write back, and as she said, it's an exchange. We work like this.
How long did it take?
For the writing, it was 3 weeks. Yeah. It was very fast because in the book, the narration is very geometric, very mathematic, and so it was very easy to do.
So now about the shooting, because I'm imagining that there is a lot of work on the makeup, the preparation, so how does it impact, how long did it take to shoot the film, and how much of it was the setting, the costumes, and the blood, and everything else?
The shooting it was 40 days, and the preparation...
But for me, it was 6 months of preparation, yeah. I think.
But before that, 1 year and a half to find the village, the set. It was very difficult to find this abandoned village.
Yes. Because the book was written in the 70s, and at that time, that kind of a ghost town were...
usual.
And nowadays... They have been
rebuilt
totally. So it was difficult to find the perfect place.
Okay. It looks like you must have had lots of fun on the on the shooting. And also Bernie Bonvoisin has lots of fun. He must be a great character. Can you tell us more about this?
Well, it was like colonie de vacances. How do you say that?
A summer camp?
Yeah, the shooting, it was that. With the actors, all the actors and all the technician crew, everybody was in the same level. There were no star
hierarchy. Sorry.
So everybody had a lot of fun,
yeah.
And
it was more the pre-production was very stressful, and after the post-production, but the shooting was like one of our best memory.
And all the actor was so happy to be there in this very beautiful set in Corsica with the sun, and we were playing really.
Well, it looks like it in the movie, because we sure had fun, and I'm hoping that tonight the public of the 70th Locarno Film Festival is having the same fun as I did. Thank you so much, Hélène Katté and Bruno Forzani.
Thank you.
This is Benedict Pro for Fred Film Radio at the 70th Locarno Film Festival and the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.